faith confession that you believe that there's a God. Even the devil believes and trembles. Believing that there's a God gets you no kudos before God. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart there is no God. That's why the majority of people around the planet believe in some sort of God and a creator. The issue is whether you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior, and the one whose personal sacrifice as the only obedient Son of God, taking your sin upon himself and receiving that gift of salvation that he offers by faith, and then repenting, turning, confessing your sin, turning from it, and walking in the ways of righteousness from God's viewpoint. Not from your viewpoint, from God's viewpoint. We cannot love God from our own viewpoint. We have to love God from his viewpoint. And he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And they're not grievous. So we've got to walk away from our rebellion, our stubbornness, our pride, arrogating our own viewpoints as co-equal with God. And we've got to begin to humbly submit to his word, his will, and his ways. Seek his forgiveness for that arrogance, even as professing believers. You see, it's arrogance and pride and stubbornness and rebellion that are driving the whole divorce culture. You know that. Satan knows that. There's no mystery in that. But we've yielded to it. Now, this is the day, this is the moment, this is the time that you and I must prepare the way of the Lord in our lives, and that means to repent. It's the most positive word in the Bible. It's the most love-filled word in the Bible, because it's the only word that gives us hope. Hope is not some sort of feeling. Hope is based in the promise of God, that if we will repent, that is, confess our sin, turn from it, and receive by faith forgiveness and salvation from the finished work of Jesus Christ, and then walk in righteousness and in holiness and in purity before him. The scripture says, he who has this hope in him will purify himself, even as Christ is pure. Many pastors seem to have forgotten that. But it's time. So, as the Holy Spirit, and I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to many right now who are listening, whether in America or around the world, speaking to you right now, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart, my friend. Do not harden your heart. Now, the Jerusalem Post quotes Hillary Rodham Clinton today, actually yesterday. The United States plans a new push to promote comprehensive Arab-Israeli peace, to reinvigorate the U.S. role in trying to solve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. So U.S. President Barack Obama is going to lay out a U.S. policy toward the Middle East and North Africa in the coming weeks. She made this speech at the U.S. Islamic World Forum. Now, finally, from the Jerusalem Post again, the window for a negotiated peace ends in September. The international community will be the one that will take a Palestinian state to the UN, predicts Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad Malki in his address yesterday, Monday night. He said the Palestinians would prefer a state that is the result of direct negotiations with Israel. But the window for that process to take place ends in September. All right. 5 to 6 months. That's the framework, friends, for all of this to unfold. A little bit of time for us to get ready. Maybe it's a good thing to start right now. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint. I hope that you value this program, that it's made a difference and is making a difference in your life. And if so, I want to urge you, more than ever before, to help us to get the message out. It's very difficult. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Remember, the just shall live by faith.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And so what would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk about population control? Would you like to talk about water fluoridation? Would you like to talk about how they're poisoning our children with the vaccines? Would you like to just talk about certainly what is happening to our economy? I think that this really is very interesting. They had a new Bretton Woods conference just this last week. Now, for those of you who don't know what Bretton Woods was, I think it was in 1944 where they had a meeting at Bretton Woods, and I think it was in New Hampshire. It was very close someplace to Washington, D.C., anyway. They brought in representatives from all over the world, and they hammered out a new financial system. And that was the financial system that existed in the world up till 1971. It tied all of the currencies in the world to the dollar, and the dollar was tied to gold, and so the dollar became the reserve currency for the whole world, and all the every currency was redeemable in a certain number of dollars, and the system really worked very well, as long as, of course, there was restraints on the number of dollars that could be printed. And all the currencies then were redeemable in dollars, and the dollars were redeemable in other currencies. And when you have a system that is tied to gold, why, it works, and it works very well. But then on August 15th, 1971, Richard Nixon temporarily suspended the gold standard. It was only temporary. Well, here we are now, 40 years later, years later, and that temporary suspension is still in place. So the dollar is no longer redeemable in gold. And, of course, the dollar remains the reserve currency of the world, but we are funding our massive deficits simply by printing money. And then, of course, we are buying all sorts of things throughout the world. So we have massive trade deficits, and we're simply spending dollars overseas. So we're giving other countries worthless dollars, which are redeemable in absolutely nothing because there's nothing behind them. And they're giving us their products, and initially this works very well. A fiat money system works very well, you know, because, of course, it expands the money supply. There's initially a feeling of tremendous prosperity. But down the line, of course, you have all this money in circulation with nothing behind it and no restraints on the people printing the money. And pretty soon, as time goes by, money begins to lose its value. And that is exactly what's happening throughout the entire world. The United States is exporting its inflation to other countries, and all these other countries are holding worthless American dollars that, of course, have become increasingly worthless. And at this meeting, certainly at Bretton Woods last week, Professor Stiglitz, who's really one of my favorite economists, he's a professor at Columbia. He was at one time the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors. He got a Nobel Prize. But he said, we need a new reserve currency because the Americans are not acting responsibly. The IMF has said the same, but what is that going to mean for you? Well, it means, ladies and gentlemen, that you're going to lose all everything we have denominated in dollars, and you better understand what lies ahead. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. This is Talk Radio, and we need someone to talk to. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time, Chris, when we are simply developing some ideas as far as what's going on financially, but certainly America...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Was to have a stable currency so we would not have inflation. And for 200 years, we had no inflation. We had stable prices in the United States. That is no longer the case. In fact, right now they're intensely trying to create inflation. And in the process, what Ben Bernanke says, is only maybe 1% inflation. Ladies and gentlemen, look and see what's happened to the price of gasoline. Do you really believe there's only 1% inflation? Look and see what's happened to the cost of food at the grocery store. Look and see what's happened to the price of underwear or of cotton goods or other products of that sort. They're soaring here and they're soaring throughout the world. And what people do not understand is we have an invisible government. Ben Bernanke is simply the front for the powerful people who run the world. And at this time in history, they have decided to wreck the whole world monetary system and to pull this thing down and create chaos. How do I know that that's their intent? Because I read what they write. And they will tell you exactly we're moving into a period of austerity, of lower living standards in the United States. They will tell you that senseless wars eventually destroy great nations. They know exactly what's happening. And, of course, I would refer you to that classic article, November, December 2010, Foreign Affairs magazine. And Foreign Affairs is the theoretical journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for a secret society that was created back in 1921 to bring about a world government. And the function, the purpose of what's going on today is to direct the whole monetary system to plunge us into chaos, eventually into a great war. And then, of course, out of the chaos is going to come a one world government. Other countries throughout the world are feeling the ravages of inflation. Certainly this is one of the major reasons for the riots all over the Middle East. It's simply when you're making $2 a day and you've raised the price of food by 70%, why, of course, you get a little happy, and that's exactly what's happening. Well, it's time for you to start calling in. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. Let's go to John, who's calling from Spokane, Washington. Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Have a question or comment?
Yes, I got a question, and this is a question that, of course, gets asked of me. And the question is, so what do we do about it? What solutions can we do other than, I know people have to get informed, but once they're informed, what should they do?
Well, they better, first of all...
Do we have anything that we can do that... I mean, what's our hope? What can we do?
Well, first of all, we have to approach this from two points of view. We have to approach it from a material point of view and then from a mystical point of view, because we live in a material world, but there's a mystical world out there. We live in a tangible world, but there's an intangible world out there. So let's talk about what we can do from a material point of view. Yes, we have to educate others. We've got to get them to understand what indeed is going on in the world and hopefully motivated to not only to prepare themselves for what lies ahead, but to educate others. We need to vote for people who are not aligned with either political party. They may be tacitly aligned with the Republican Party, but they have to certainly understand that the leadership of both political parties is controlled by exactly the same people. They have to understand that there really is a brotherhood of darkness that controls both political parties and has made mockery of our electoral process, and that the people who control the banks control our government. Now, that's what you do from the material point of view. But behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces. And this is what most people don't certainly understand, that if we don't have revival in America, if we don't turn back to God, God is going to bring his judgment on this nation. This is why we're running, if you go to our website, go to our homepage, you'll see one of the banners there says the story of Jesus. We're trying to get people to understand who Jesus Christ was, why Christianity is important, and why this nation was founded as a Christian nation. We don't get back to our Christian foundations, we're going to lose this country. We have another site there you can go to. It's called How Do You Know That You're Saved? Because a lot of people think that I'm a Christian, I go to church on Sunday. That doesn't mean you're saved. You're going to have that transforming power of Jesus Christ. And I'm firmly convinced that if this nation does not have a great revival, we are going to lose America. And that old adage, you'll either be ruled by God or you'll be ruled by tyrants. Our nation was made for a moral and religious people. Our form of government would not work for any other. It's either the Bible or the bayonet. And I think this is the message we really need to get out. And that is our true hope. Not in what we can do politically, although we should be involved politically, not what we can do financially and making preparation for the difficult times that lie ahead, although we should be doing that, But, of course, if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, you're not going to get through the terrible times that lie ahead, and terrible times do lie ahead. Does that answer your question?
It does. Now, listening to your show, I've been listening for a long time, and when I was listening to Paul Williams, and he was talking about as far as all those camps that are that exist, the Muslim camps, I hear in terms of listening to mostly, you know, your stuff and Alex Jones and what have you, and it sounds to me that like what they're doing in the Middle East, where they're bringing one faction against another, the Muslim Brotherhood and what have you, these same New World Order guys with their agents that they've got planted everywhere are going to create civil wars, and then the plan is at some point they're going to create that type of crisis here in America, and that it's going to be literally like white Christian middle class types against blacks, Muslims, and Mexicans and what have you, because these agents whipping up the differences between us, and then they'll step in as the cop on the beat and say, we'll protect you and come in, and then we'll usher in our one world everything, what have you. And so I'm concerned if the Muslims think that their solution is, you know, Islam and bringing the Mahdi and all that jazz, and then the Christians have theirs, and I think it's being played, both sides. I'm not invalidating any one's beliefs in this type of thing. I'm just, you know, it's like one, I'm a believer in one God, and he doesn't take sides, and he's an all-knowing, all-loving, and that this is our North Star by any other name. This is the true God, and that he doesn't want his kids fight. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay, but because I would disagree with you, I believe there is only one God, but I believe that is the Christian faith, and I think that all these others are false faiths. All of them are false faiths, and they are simply all inspired by the same dark forces. Now, I agree with you totally in what you say. They're trying to, Chris, to create hatred between the blacks and the Hispanics and the Hispanics and the whites. They're trying to play one group against the other. They actively encourage Muslim immigration to this country so that there would be this barrier here. But they're also actually financing the training of these radical Islamic groups, and there's going to be a civil war in this country. There's going to be civil unrest, and people have to be prepared for it. But the last thing we want to do is hate the Muslims or hate anyone else. If we're going to bring people around, we're going to have to do this with the Christian message, not with this message of hate or animosity. But let me tell you, there are an awful lot of black people out there who are Christians, who feel very strongly, and certainly they have no animosity towards the white people. And there are an awful lot of Hispanics out there that are good. There are a few, a small number, are certainly radicals, and they keep talking about, of course, we're going to have we're going to take California back and Texas back. But the Maldive, LULAC, all of these things funded by the great tax-exempt foundations and by American tax money. But Maldive and LULAC and La Raza, all these racist organizations funded by our great tax-exempt foundations. But certainly, from that point of view, you and I would agree. But I do not believe there is a one God that's a God of everyone. I believe that there are several gods, and I believe this problem we have is that people do not recognize the fact that we are dealing with a Luciferian conspiracy. And, of course, the Muslim God is not the God of the Bible, and certainly the God of the Hindu is not the God of the Bible, and the God of the Brahmin is not the God of the Bible. There really is another God out there. And until you study the Gnostic faith and realize that all of these other religions, and certainly the secret societies we talk about, are all based upon Luciferianism. Until we understand that, and people really have a personal relationship with our Lord. And do you have a personal relationship with our Lord at all, John? Have you ever given your life to Christ? Obviously, you think there's one God. It's the same God for everyone. And that's not the message of the Bible. Would you do something for me? would you go to our website and simply go to our front page there and scroll down to the story of Jesus and go through that and listen to it or read it and then call me back and let me know what you think. Would you do that?
I'm not going to promise because if I make a promise to you, Dr. Stan, it'll be a promise that I'll keep.
All right, fine. Because, at least consider doing that, will you, please?
Right.
I mean, because if there's any hope for saving America, I think it's going to be returning to the Christian faith that was really the foundation of most of our founding fathers. Yes, some of them were involved in the occult and in the secret societies, but most believed, of course, in the divinity of Jesus Christ. Hey, we're going to have to let you go. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call later. Okay, well, let's go to Patty, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Patty. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. I'm so glad that I was able to get through to you. I just have a quick question. I've been listening to you for a very long time.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more?
Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Fillings, and he's absolutely right. In fact, what's really so interesting is that almost half of the dentists in America have actually stopped putting in dental fillings now, or mercury fillings. Now, the reason for that is that their clients, the people come in, their patients, want to know if they're, if they are a mercury-free dentist. And they found out that if they're not a mercury-free dentist, why a lot of the patients go elsewhere. And since the dentists want those patients, why they've given up using mercury. And I'm sure some of them have learned that they were lied to in dental school, that this is extremely toxic. There are all sorts of complications. An awful lot of them, however, even though that they may not be putting in dental fillings, mercury dental fillings, don't know how to take the mercury out. And so before you get your mercury fillings taken out, and you should have them taken out,
Yes. You
have to be absolutely certain that your dentist knows how to do that. And that's
Yes.
why you want to go to the IAOMT.org website, because they have listed there the dentists who've taken the courses and know how to do it. And I told this story last night, but I'll tell it again. I went to my dentist, and he was trained in this sort of thing, and taking out mercury fillings, and we did everything right. I had the dam in the back of my throat, and I had the suction and the water and all these things, and he took out my fillings. And I said, there's just nothing to this. This is just like going to sleep. And then he took the dam out of the back of my throat. And I suddenly got this violent tachycardia and this feeling of obviously I got a fair amount of mercury into me. Even though it was done very professionally and very well, and I suddenly realized that I'd heard these stories about people who'd had their fillings out and actually gotten mercury duct poisoning, and some of them had never recovered. Well, fortunately, I did recover, and I don't think I lost too many neurons, but there is a very real danger when you have this thing done.
Well,
be sure you got it to a doctor, a dentist who knows what he's doing, because most dentists really are not trained this way. They were never learned in school, unless they've gone to special meetings, unless they've been specifically trained on what to do, why you find somebody who is, and that's why you go to that website, IAOMT.org.
Right.
Make sure your dentist has been trained before he takes out your fillings. And if you get a lot of fillings, only get a couple out at a time. Don't try to get them all out at one time. Maybe cheaper, but I'll tell you what, mercury poisoning is not cheap. And once you get poisoned that way, there's no turning back. My number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And anything else, Patty, you wanted to say?
Well, one other thing, but that's been part of my, I would say, about that trepidation about having it done, is that the fear of having all that mercury released into my system. And prayerfully, I'll find someone who really, really knows what they're doing and can prevent that from happening. So I don't know if that's possible, but... do you know of anyone in this area, or would I find it on that website?
You'd find it on this website.
Okay.
You can call me off the air, and I will tell you who I go to who knows how to do it and does a
great
job.
How would I call you off the
air? 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Okay.
We'll get your call back.
All right, one other quick question. For detoxing, when they sprayed us here, for the light brown apple moss, I'm one of those who was very, very badly affected, and I'm still suffering from that. And I would like to detox, and I don't know if these the EDTA suppositories would be the best way, or to go with the glutathione, the selenium,
I would go with
and the
NAC. I would go with the glutathione, because basically the EDTA is simply for heavy metals. This was an insecticide they had there. And, of course, really it was so interesting that for our people out across America, locally here in the Monterey Bay area in Northern California, they told us we were infected with the dreaded lycra on apple moth.
I know.
And basically it was going to destroy everything. The crops were going to die. We were all going to, of course, be destroyed by this light brown apple moth. So that's why we had to spray the people.
Well,
I was going to say, look, if it's going to affect the crops, why don't we spray these crops? Oh, no, we've got to spray the people. And so they sprayed them once, and they wanted to keep right on spraying. And the people in our area, they're very much activists. And
I was out there with them, all of the activists.
Good for you. And
very
basically,
oh,
they actually had to back off.
Yes,
and when
I
they
know.
Back, when they backed off, why, the sky didn't fall. We haven't
right.
died. The crops are doing fine. It was all alive. They wanted to spray the people. Our number 1-888-24 Liberty.
I know. I was in the courtroom the day the judge said, that's it, we're getting a break. Are we still on the air?
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Put you back on hold.
Oh.
And let's go to Dean, who's calling from Spokane. Again, our number, it's Open Line Wednesday. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Dean, how are you doing?
Doing just fine, Stan. So,
go right ahead.
All righty. When silver was at $18, I purchased a good amount of it. And, of course, it's at $40 now. But I'm going to purchase some more gold or silver. What is your opinion of which has the best upside potential?
I really believe, remember, I believe some people I know say we ought to be all in silver. Some people say we ought to be all in gold, and my thing is you ought to be half in each. And I believe silver probably has the greatest upside potential, but I would split it between the two of them. I mean, because nobody can say for certain. I think silver's got a long, long way to go. And Sydney, but then, of course, if you sell it right now, you don't get any special break, capital gains break on it. You have to pay regular income tax. So I would say 50-50 for the two of them.
Okay.
Anything else you wanted to ask about?
Oh, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I saw you on television.
Oh, which program did you see us in?
Tower.
Tower
somewhere. I don't remember the name of it. It was on cable television.
Yeah, I know. I know which one
you on there.
Right. That was when I was standing next to the obelisk there in New York City,
and yeah, we were so talking about what you look like.
Right. Well, it was a little dark there. I probably looked a lot better because it's a little dark. But we really didn't get a chance to bring out a lot of things we'd like to, because the whole program was really on the Illuminati, and it was the whole idea was to give the impression that there really wasn't anything to worry about. That certainly the references in the Bible to Lucifer were really, of course, to the angel of light. They were talking about Christ. It was all to confuse you, but there really is an Illuminati, and we have two wonderful four-tape sets, part one, part two, on the Illuminati. And Dr. Cuddy has done a wonderful, wonderful job on, if you haven't heard that, of the two, four, they're actually CD sets, so the eight one-hour CDs, four in each set. And Dr. Cuddy was supposed to have done that program over the History Channel, and he was feeling ill, so he asked me to go, and ordinarily I wouldn't have gone back, but he specifically asked me as a favor to him for me to go to fill in for him. That's the reason I went, and it was a little disappointing. We didn't get a chance to bring out a lot of the really important things about what the Illuminati was, what it represents, and what it represents today. I don't know whether it exists, but the ideas of the Illuminati exist today. And the basic thrust of the Illuminati was to bring about a one-world government and to destroy Christianity. And that is, of course, the purpose of what's going on today. Anything else you'd like to bring out?
Well, that'll do it. I just call that other number to order those, right?
Right, that's 1-800-544-8927, and that's the four CD sets on the Illuminati, Part 1, Part 2. Well worthwhile hearing that Dr. Kennedy did those on the afternoon programs, and really dating back, of course, it was all about that program on the History Channel, which, of course, he didn't appear on, and he talked me into going all the way back to New York, and what a disappointment. Anyway, God bless.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
They didn't give you much time, did they?
They sure didn't, but that's all right, dude. The important thing is that hopefully we've raised the question in some people's minds, what is the Illuminati, what was the Illuminati, and why is the history of the Illuminati vitally important to understanding what's going on today? God bless you, Dean, and get everybody up there in Spokane listening, will you?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, and let's go to Ruby, who's calling from Live Oak. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a very, very difficult time here in the United States. Contrary to everything you're being told, things are not good. In fact, the people who are really knowledgeable believe that certainly by the end of next year, the American dollar will no longer be the reserve currency of the world, and this is going to have a profound impact on the price you pay for everything and the value of the currency, the money that you have in your insurance company, insurance policy, your annuity, the money you have in the bank and bonds and stocks, money you have in a savings account and a pension account. It's all going to lose considerable value, and most people listening to this program who do not take immediate action are going to end up living in poverty the rest of their life. I'm not saying this simply to try to frighten you, but to try to get you to think and to analyze and to understand what's going on. You need to read the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. You need to read my little pamphlet on the history of money. You need to read Andrew Jackson's The Farewell Address when he, of course, left the presidency in 1837. And we actually have that in a little pamphlet. It's simply compilations of my newsletters called Prophetic Warning. Prophetic Warning. And then the third one would be The Financial Meltdown. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have Ruby calling from Live Oak. Hi, Ruby. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to make an announcement, if I could, to tell your listeners about the show that we're doing this Sunday. The Mid-County Corollaires that we are with the Mid-County Senior Center, and that's on 829 Bay Avenue in Capitola, and that'll be this Sunday, April 17th at 2 p.m. The title of the show is Live, Love, Laugh, and Be Happy, and you'll see a whole lot of seniors there who are not going to go down easily. And our director is Doug Myers, and he has a real vision for this show. He's picked up on all of this real depressive stuff that's going on, and he says, you know, we just need to try to cheer people up, and he's just doing a great job of it. He's a tremendous musician and a really, really nice guy, and we're just having a great time working with him. And I know that anybody who comes to see it, they're just going to really enjoy the show.
All right.
And
thank
it's
you.
Not just for seniors to come either. You can bring your kids and grandkids, and you can bring Barbara and David and Herman and everybody else.
Thank you. God bless you. Thanks so much, Ruby. And that's
okay,
here, right here in Santa Cruz. And
that's in Capitola.
Capitola. Thanks very much. Okay, fine.
Bye-bye.
That was Ruby calling from Live Oak, making an announcement about a program that's going to be here in the Santa Cruz area. Because I know the people back east are not interested in that, but we appreciate Ruby making the announcement, and because we have listeners in many parts of the nation. Every evening, this program is heard on about 14 outlets during the first hour, so we're just tickled that we have the opportunity to reach out and to let people understand what's going on. Well, if you have a question or comment about anything taking place, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Certainly, President Obama has made a speech today where he's, of course, going to approach our massive deficits, and he's going to solve them by taxing the rich. The Republicans are going to solve the problem by treating our $1.5 trillion deficits by actually cutting them about $500 billion a year. Well, we're still going to have a $1 trillion deficit. And, of course, that they're going to address Medicare, which I certainly think needs to be addressed. But they're not going to address Social Security, which is a Ponzi scheme. And Medicare, of course, nobody wants to admit that there's no way that the federal government is going to be able to provide for the benefits for all the senior citizens' medical care. But basically what they're going to do, of course, is they're going to actually create a system where they're going to try to shift this over to private medical care, and then they're going to cut back on benefits. So basically, I'm sure what they're going to do is have one type of medical care for the elderly indigent, and they will be allowed to die because it's just too expensive to take care of them. They will have another system for the wealthy, and they will simply get something towards the They say we're not going to give them vouchers, but that's really what it's going to be. They will pay part of the health care costs, and certainly the people who want first-class health care for their elderly and for their parents are going to have to make the rest of this, but it's still not going to meet the problem. Right now, Medicare and Medicaid are costing over $750 billion a year. That's a fifth of the budget. Social Security is another fifth of the budget. The military is another fifth of the budget. So there's two-fifths for all the government agencies we don't need. That's the first place we ought to start cutting back on all the so-called entitlements, unemployment benefits, all the Department of Transportation, which, of course, does not give us transportation, the Department of Energy, which is not giving us more energy, the Department of Education, giving us one of the poorest educational systems in the world. That's what we need to do, is just get rid of all of these government agencies. And neither the Republicans or the Democrats are going to do that, because at the top, they're both controlled by the same people, both intent upon destroying our economic system, but they can't tell the American people that. Let me give you a couple of examples. Why do you think that they have suddenly cut off the water to the Central Valley of California? Is it because there's a three-inch smelt there that's endangered? No. They want to destroy our agricultural system and run up the cost of agriculture, but they can't tell the American people that, so they have to, of course, convince us it has to do with the three-inch smelt. Why do you think that they have mandated by federal law that we're going to have to use these Chinese-built mercury light bulbs? They're dangerous, first of all. They cost probably eight times as much as a regular light bulb. They cost about $4 each. But, of course, they subsidize them to get the price down to a dollar each. But it's also that we can close down our light bulb factories here in the United States and transfer production to communist China. But we can't tell the American people that's the real goal. Why do you think it is that corporations here in the United States that move their production to China or to India or to Malaysia don't have to pay any income tax? It's because they want to close down the factories here in the United States. And that was covered, if you've never heard our transcript on the New Order of the Barbarians, you need to get that from Radio Liberty. It was actually based upon a talk that was given back in 1969, and we actually have an interview with a gentleman who attended that talk. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians, available in four tapes or four CDs. But Richard Day was the medical director of Planned Parenthood, and back in 1969, he talked about the plan, even at that time, to build inferior cars in the United States and better cars in Japan to actually encourage Americans to buy Japanese cars. Well, of course, now, of course, we buy South Korean cars. And, of course, if everything is done bring down the trade barriers so the South Korean cars can come to the United States, and everything is done to allow South Korea to build trade barriers so American cars can't be taken into South Korea. Why would you do that? Because we want to shift automotive production to South Korea, and of course they have a number of very good cars that are being produced over there. But the automotive industry over there is intimately involved with our own automotive industry, which is simply shifting its base offshore. And General Motors and Ford are certainly all intertwined with both South Korea, Chinese, and Japanese automotive industries. But we can't let the American people understand this is all a scam. It is intent upon shifting American jobs overseas. We've already sent over 8.5 million American manufacturing jobs overseas. We used to have, about 15 million manufacturing jobs. We're way down, probably to 7 million at the present time, maybe 8 million. Most of our manufacturing jobs have been sent intentionally overseas. At the end of the Second World War, we had 50% of the world's manufacturing. Today we have 11%. Part of the plan are to raise living standards in other nations and lower them here. And we can give you example after example after example of how they're trying to create chaos throughout the world. Certainly we're doing everything we can to raise the cost of food throughout the world. We've mandated the use of ethanol in gasoline. So 40% of our corn crop is used to make ethanol. Is it cheaper? No, we have to subsidize it. It wouldn't work otherwise if we didn't subsidize it. But what it does, it destroys the availability of corn. It drives the price of corn here and throughout the world up. And so the price of food is going up throughout the world. And of course, inflating the prices causes political unrest and will eventually cause starvation throughout the world. When you understand that that is the real goal, to create starvation throughout the world, then so much of what's going on begins to make sense. These people know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, one of the biggest things right now is to drive up the cost of electricity here in America. That's what the smart meter is about. But also, of course, they're driving up the cost of electricity by taking out the dams, by closing down nuclear power. They want to get people out of their cars, but by raising the cost of electricity, they will drive, suddenly, electricity-dependent industries out of America into China, in communist China today. Why the American government is guaranteeing loans so the Westinghouse can build nuclear reactors in China, but we can't build them here. And, of course, this whole scenario over in Japan is being used to cut back on the development of nuclear energy in America. Barack Obama said he wants us energy independent. He wants, of course, nuclear power plants in America, and then he does everything he can to prevent them. He talks about he wants us to do more oil drilling, then he cuts off oil drilling down in the Gulf. He talks about how he wants us to be energy independent, and then does everything to block the development of oil here in the United States. America has more oil than they have in Saudi Arabia and all of that part of the world, and we're just not allowed to develop it. Why? Because they want, of course, to drive the price up to get us out of our cars. It's part of Agenda 21. And most Americans don't even know what Agenda 21 and sustainable development is all about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's all part of a plan by the Brotherhood of Darkness, and most people have no idea. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. seedcatalog.com.
Suddenly you have a driver's license number. All of those numbers mark you as an individual, and they're doing this throughout the whole world. They're giving identification cards and numbers to all the 1.2 billion people in India, all the 1.3 billion people in China. Everybody in the world is to be numbered. And then, of course, they have their video cameras set up. And you watch these detective stories, and you know, and they're trying to find out, you know, if the suspect was in the hotel. And they can go back a year, and they will pull down the pictures of this fellow walking into the lobby of a hotel. How do they have that? Why, this is all kept. So they can track everybody, and they have the video cameras. Of course, you have a video camera in your laptop computer. You have a video camera in your iPod. And those records, they have the software available so that they can actually take pictures of you, sometimes even if the units are turned off. What a wonderful thing to be able to watch you in your own home with your own computer, just like sort of in 1984. And then, of course, they suddenly have everybody suddenly has a card of one form or another. And basically, if you buy anything with a Visa card, with a grocery store card, everything you buy is kept on record. They have a dossier. They have the DARPA keeps a dossier on you. FBI has a dossier on you, and the CIA has a dossier on you. And so all these dossiers are being kept on you. NSA would have a dossier on you as well. And then, of course, they suddenly have Project Echelon, by which they can listen to all of your telephone conversations. It's all done by computer, reads your emails and faxes, but they're all permanently stored. And of course, if you say anything out of the way, like, boy, that was sure a bomb. Why, you probably have a visit from somebody from the Secret Service very, very soon. They listen to all of our telephone calls, and they're permanently recorded. But the average individual doesn't understand this. They have their fusion centers where actually they correlate all the dossiers. Go up on the Internet. Don't take what I say. Go up and look, simply type in under search engine fusion centers. That's where they correlate all of your dossiers from all the various departments. They have the GPS satellite. They have their satellites up in the sky, able to watch you and be able to track where you go. They basically have your health records. Why do you think President Obama keeps making such a big issue about he wants to protect your privacy by putting your health records on the Internet? What's wrong with, about protecting your health records by putting them on the Internet? And then, of course, they have InfraGuard, where, of course, they pay your neighbors to spy on you. InfraGuard, InfraGuard. We're not talking about something imaginary. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to learn how to present these things to others. Try to get them to understand there really is a Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the Chris on my talk on the forbidden secret and on the dark secret, and the syllabuses go with that. You need to get our 4-tape set on Bohemian Grove, and our 4-tape set on the Skull and Bone Society. George Bush belonged to both of them. And understand these are part and parcel of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they're all based upon Luciferianism. And until you understand what this is about, you need, of course, to get the DVD. They sold their souls for rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll. You'll find out that so many of the people in the music industry made a pact with Satan. Get some of the other things that Joe Schimmel put out. He put that one out, but he put out other ones going into the Gnosticism and this idea that there are two gods, one the inferior god, the other, of course, Lucifer. The one they worship. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this evening is Bob Fletcher. And Bob has done a lot of great investigative work, and we've had Bob a couple of times on, but we wanted to have him on again to talk about this whole subject of weather modification and weather control. And basically, of course, there was a treaty signed back in 1976, I believe it was, a United Nations treaty that said that at that time that they actually had the ability to control weather and create earthquakes. And create earthquakes? Yes, they had the ability in 1976 to create earthquakes. How could they do that? Well, because they have all sorts of technology, but it's all top secret because we don't want Osama bin Laden to know we can create earthquakes. But really what's so interesting is that in recent months we've had a certainly major earthquake in Chile. An awful lot of people were killed and towns devastated. We had a major earthquake in New Zealand at Christchurch, and I think it was a South Island, but basically it killed almost 150, 160 people, destroyed a third of the town. We had a major earthquake over there in Burma within the last 3 or 4 weeks, because we had a couple of months ago the major earthquake and tsunami off the coast of the Japan. Of course, we've had a tremendous increase in volcanic activity in Kilauea. Are all these things an act of God? Do they have the ability to create earthquakes in the world today using some of the bizarre technology that they've been able to harness and develop? All top secret. But we know they have the ability to influence the weather and create earthquakes because they wrote a treaty about this in 1976. And the reason you've never heard of this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Bob Fletcher, thanks for being with us tonight.
Hi. Thank you, Stan.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that treaty and how you actually were able to get a copy of it some years ago?
Well, it was interesting. It actually goes back as my chasing it, so to speak. Goes back to about 1994 when I was pursuing other investigations, and I had many people were contacting me at that time, and they were aware of the fact I was doing other inquiries on corruption in government, keeping secrets from America, and all of that, the government programs that were with black budgets that are killing the economy with huge amounts of billions of dollars that the Congress and Senate themselves don't even know what the money's being used for, these secret and above top secret projects and programs and exploratory operations. So I was chasing on many of these, and I had people were saying, Bob, were you aware of the ability or as a possible weapon of weather control and manipulation of the weather? And at that time, I knew nothing about it, and I scoffed at it originally. I just, like everybody else, I mean, if you just apply common sense, you say, well, you know, man can't do that. That's really starting to stretch the possibility of what we could do. But I had so many people asking about it, I made a few inquiries at real high levels in Washington, D.C., friends of mine that had been involved with the Central Intelligence Agency. And to my surprise, they said, well, yes, that's a reality. And we actually had signed a contract, actually a treaty contracting with the United Nations, guaranteeing that we would not use our ability to do the weather control as a weapon. And, of course, it was mutually entered into by the major nations of the world, which was Europe, the Europeans, the Russians, and the United States.
Well, what about earthquakes? Did it mention earthquakes as well?
Yes, it does.
When it mentioned earthquakes, and Bob actually was able to get that. We'll tell in the next segment how he got the treaty. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Bob said, they did not want to get this information out. The last thing they want is for the American people to understand much of anything. Oh, it's all right if we know about, certainly about Tiger Woods and the latest scandal and about Elliot Spitzer and his high-cost prostitute and all sorts of incidental things that are of absolutely no consequence, you know. Is very, very Barack Obama a citizen, or is he suddenly born in the United States? Was he born elsewhere? Is he a Marxist? Is he a Muslim? Is he a homosexual? All of these side issues, but the really important things that affect every one of us, and the world as a whole, all of this information kept secret. So how did you eventually get that treaty, a copy of the treaty?
Well, it was funny because again, even though I had a couple of high-level people tell me that, I thought, well, gee, that's funny. It's not. We've never heard of that. When that would seem to be a kind of an extraordinary treaty. So I thought, a lot of people go around in all kinds of crazy circles trying to track down these different things, and some of the information's not really good after you get them and all. But so what I do commonly is just go through the front door. And I simply contacted the information center at the United Nations. And this was in 1994. And I called them on the telephone, and I said that I was doing some research on the behalf of a congressional office. Now, that was true. However, the fact was that I was not doing anything for them in weather control. I simply stated the truth, but I was putting together a report on someone in the Congress at that time, and they said, "Oh, okay, fine. What can we do?" And I said, "Well, I need to get a copy of the United Nations Treaty that was signed in 19. I told them I thought it was in 1996 in reference to weather modification.
That was 1976, wasn't it?
Yes. I'm sorry, 1976.
Right. Go right ahead.
What did I say? 96. Okay. So, the lady said, okay, fine, let me look it up. She said, hold on for a minute. And she took a minute or two on the computers, and she came back, and she said, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Fletcher, we don't have anything at all in our system relative to that particular treaty. And so I said, well, I really knew that it was there, and I told her, I said, I believe that it could be that it's on the other system and not on the general public system.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob was simply telling us how he was able to get a copy of this United Nations treaty. Now, you have to understand that they do not want the common people like you and me to know what's going on. So everything here in the United States is protected in the name of national security. They don't want you to know we've provided the technology and the equipment to build for Pakistan to build their nuclear weapons, because after all, when we go to war with the Islamic world and we're involved in a nuclear war, the last thing they want for the American people is to know the truth. And back in the 1990s, when Bob was researching this treaty, this United Nations treaty, talking about weather control and earthquakes, though they certainly didn't want the public to know what was going on. So he calls the United Nations. He talks to a very nice lady, tells them he's true. He's actually involved in doing research for a congressional office. Now, he wasn't doing research on the United Nations a treaty for the congressional office, but what he said was absolutely true. I did the same thing when I went to the British Museum many years ago, and Sydney, I wanted to get into these more or less the stacks where very few people can get unless they're researchers. And at the time, I told them I was a professor at a university in University of Orange Free State in South Africa, which was true because I was a professor of orthopedics, not of history or anything. But they let me into the stacks, so a little yellow lie, not anything bad, but. Bob got the woman on the line, and she looked up on the computer, and she said, well, we don't have any record of this United Nations treaty. And Bob, for some reason, said, what did you say?
Well, I said what I said, and it was funny because it was totally a shot in the dark. I was making this, because I didn't know for sure, I was making the assumption that there probably was what you call two sets of books at the UN. Actually, what I'm talking about, of course, is two groups of information. One is for general public release, and the other, of course, being for release only to limited people or into a limited area, would be, you know, some sort of a quasi-secret computer base that would be a little bit different and probably more honest and complete. And it was strictly shot in the dark. I didn't know for sure. And what I said to her was, and I did this without batting an eye, I simply said that, I'm sorry, you were looking in the standard informational release. I said, it's probably in the other computer system that's not generally public. And she said, well, you may be right. And she says, it may take me another day. She said, give me your phone number and I'll call you back. And I said, okay, fine. And I gave her my number, and I was kind of laughing under my breath. And she, lo and behold, within a day or two, I got a telephone call back. And she said, Mr. Fletcher, I found what you were looking for. And she said, you were right. It was on the other system. And I said, oh, good. Thank you. And as if I really knew what I was talking about. And so anyhow, she said, would you like me to send this to you how would you like it? She says, I can send it to you in either French, the original draft in French, or in English. And I can send it certified if you need it. And I said, I would appreciate it if you would send me the entire thing and send it to me in both both copies, French and English. And she said, fine. So lo and behold, within 4 or 5 days, I received the entire thing sent to me and addressed to myself, etc. And I still have that entire draft and the envelope and the date and everything else. So, anyhow, the bottom line was there was two different sets of books, so to speak. They had the one for the general public, and they had the one that's commonly reserved not for the general public. And it was very nice. They sent me a letter that says, they sent me, Dear Sir, I have the honor, upon instructions from the Secretary General, to transmit herewith two certified true copies of the Convention of the Prohibition of Military and Other Hostile Use of Environmental Modification Techniques, which was approved by the General Assembly of the United Nations on 10 December 1976. And so it goes on and even defines that in the English version that the definition of Earth is slightly different from the other version, etc. So the bottom line was, out of this whole thing, is the fact that we had agreed with the top nations of the world, mutually agreed that now that we had the ability to modify the weather and to generate or be potentially generate earthquakes and other forms of environmental modification, and that it may cause some of the wording actually was that any hostile use of environmental modification having widespread, long-lasting, or severe effects on the means of destruction, damage, or injury to another state party. And with number two, each state party to this convention undertakes not to assist, encourage, or to induce any state or group of states or international organization to engage in activities contrary to the provision. And then, of course, it goes into typically the explanation of what they're talking about, manipulation of natural processes, etc., including, and then it goes into all the different atmosphere, outer space, and hydrosphere, and all the rest of that.
So 35 years ago, they had the ability to create earthquakes, but of course it's all classified in the name of national security because we wouldn't want Osama bin Laden to know what our government was doing. Would they actually create earthquakes? Would they create storms? Would they create droughts? Absolutely. But We don't know what they're doing because it's all top secret. But we know they have the ability to do it. We know they've intentionally suppressed that information. And that's really what's so frightening is we see all of these changes in the weather and change in the dramatic and terrible things that are happening and some of these disastrous earthquakes and tsunamis that are killing literally hundreds of thousands of people throughout the world. Pick up the story, Bob.
Well, I probably would want to preface this actually by saying, of course, that number one is we don't know of any specifics. There's no way I can prove any date of a particular event, and we don't know here's the real catch to this. We don't know how much of it is our own application of scientific applications to alter the weather, and we don't know whether it's ours. We do not know if it's Russian. The Russians admittedly had a business, a regular and ongoing continuing operation that they called ELATE, E-L-A-T-E, which was the Russians' version for weather control operations. They had that for several years, and they admitted that they were able or claimed that they were able to alter the weather and change and do make it rain or stop the rain or move the rain, etc. That was the Russians. And we actually had, in fact, worked during the period of time of the Cold War. We actually had laboratory cooperative research going on at the Lawrence Livermore Laboratories with high-level Russian scientists and engineers working with our guys in the United States cooperatively to develop some of these projects. Again, this is one of these deals where they tried to, of course, tell us all the time that they were, the major Cold War enemy. But here we're opening our doors into the Lawrence Livermore and cooperatively developing weather modification techniques.
Well, it's the old idea, Bob. You got to have an enemy so you rally the people behind the government. But is it really an enemy, or is it all a mirage? Is it all a wag-the-dog situation so that you can justify having an all-powerful government so you can simply frighten the people and to be willing to give up their freedom in the name of the government's going to protect us from the wicked communists who are actually, we are funding and we're helping, we're opening up the doors of Livermore so that they can come over there. And has anything changed in the intervening years? Or is this all a mirage of the so-called enemy? Well, if you go back and you read Machiavelli, he will tell you, and the prince, you have to have an enemy. What did George Orwell tell us in 1984? Why you had to have an enemy, and you kept changing the enemy all the time, but you had to have an enemy. And, of course, there was, I think his name was Goldstein. He was the enemy of Big Brother, sort of like Osama bin Laden, the enemy of George Bush. We need this man to be frightened of, and that's because then we look to government to protect us. I'm very, very much afraid that we're being constantly manipulated on so many fields, but the average individual has no idea that we've actually created many times the best enemy, our tax dollars. Goodbye. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, and one point that I wanted to specifically make was that the United States can do it, has been doing it, has huge amounts of money into these top secret operations. The Russians, we know, had, because we were, like I say, cooperatively doing it, and then as time passed, they developed their own full-time operations as well. And what few people knew is that the Chinese also, either by buying or stealing the information, had set up a huge operation that, when we get back there in just a second, we take a break. I'll fill you in on that. That's something that not too many people are aware of. And that's the Chinese large operation for weather manipulation.
All right, fine. Ladies and gentlemen, they can manipulate the weather. Go up on the Internet. You can even hire companies to bring rain or snow to where you live. Go right ahead, Bob. Do you want to tell us about the Chinese operation?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Because the original efforts were all about cloud seeding and various chemicals you'd put into the clouds. And, of course, it would cause precipitation. And we know, of course, all of these ideas really date back to the Civil War. They noticed that in the Civil War, after these great battles, and, of course, they used a lot of cannons, and cannons put off a lot of smoke. And the day after the great battles and all the smoke, why, of course, there was usually a storm. And one of the artillery officers surmised that the particulate matter in air would, of course, precipitate rain. And that would then became the vehicle by initially weather modification, by seeding clouds with iodine, or now I'm sure they have much more sophisticated means of seeding clouds, and they have other means, of course, with HARP of changing the jet streams and all sorts of other things, heating the ionosphere. But go right ahead, Bob.
Well, the big change, again, the difference was that progressively, as we worldwide have become so extremely advanced with electronics, which includes, of course, microwaves, plasma beams, and that type of laser weapons and things of that sort, we've turned now and moved away from the concept of just basic cloud seeding to the idea and the method of superheating the ionosphere in a given area, or both, I would say both, let's say the water in a given part of the ocean, and the ionosphere and atmosphere directly above that particular location in the water. And, of course, as we know in simple terms, weather storms and things of that will develop and become huge and large as it relates to the variable temperature of hot and cold. And, of course, that's what causes thunder and lightning and what have you, is the hot weather coming in on top of cold or vice versa, and the clashing of the two variable temperatures and what have you. So what they started doing, again, moved away from the chemical seeding. They're still doing that, but kind of merging it almost with the use of high-powered plasma beams. Now, because of the advances in electronics, they're able to generate tremendous lasers or microwaves or high and low frequencies and vibrational frequencies, etc., that will do just what your microwave oven does to your cup of cold water, and in 1 minute turn it into a boiling cup of water. That is by bombarding that water with microwave impulses that causes the water itself, again in simple terms, it causes the very micros of the water to bang into each other and then causing them to heat up.
Now, is that what HARP does? Is that something different than what HARP does?
Part of it is what HARP does. And, again, we have the HARP installation, which is actually a high-altitude aurora research program. That's where they get the word HARP from. It was originally set up, that's the covert front title for that, to indicate that they were, in fact, studying the aurora borealis and its activities, et cetera, in the atmosphere.
But
now,
don't they actually have more than one of these? Don't they have them down along the equator and even in the southern hemisphere as well?
That's correct. They originally put this huge operation in up in Alaska. That was the primary one. Now we now have one in the around the equator, and then they have one also in the southern pole, near the south pole, correlates with the one in the north pole. And by using triangulation, they have they utilize aircraft in the air. They utilize satellites now also, and they use, of course, the ground base of some of these other transmissional locations with thousands of acres of or hundreds of acres of antenna at both the HARP locations, at all three of them. So what they can do is concentrate energy to a given place and heat it up to cause the change of either storm activity or create storm activity.
Bobby, we hear a lot about maybe the Gulf Stream has been slowed down or stopped. Would they be able to affect ocean currents, do you think?
Yes, but again, by doing exactly the same thing, that is by superheating not only the atmosphere or the ionosphere, but superheating water in any given area.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Bob Fletcher. The information you're not going to get elsewhere.
The original inventor, creator of the actually what the, holds the patent or used to hold the patent back in 91, the United States patents were filed by a fellow named Bernard Eastman, and he created in general what he titles the method of producing a shell of power particles at an altitude above the Earth's surface. And then it goes on in the patent to explain how it would be a method of establishing a region of high density and high energy plasma at an altitude of at least 1,500 kilometers above the Earth's surface. And then it goes on to explain what you could do and how you could utilize it in affecting the weather. Now, his patents were bought out by the government. That's what happens, folks. You get a neat patent on something that they can use for a weapon. They're going to come in and grab it up, and that was exactly what took place. So it was taken over, the patent was actually taken over by Uncle Sam and moved into what amounts to, at this time, a Air Force above top secret operation. For a few years, they fooled around. It was semi-public, and you were able to kind of even get in and talk to them. But then after a little bit of exposure a few years back, which probably includes the fact that I had it brought up when I spoke before the United States Senate. It was brought on the floor. And after that point, things really got tight in terms of information coming from the HARP location.
And, of course, basically, because it's the same thing with the geoengineering of the atmosphere that's going on today. Everything is done to keep it a secret. And, basically, we have an excellent DVD by Bob Fletcher called Weather as a Weapon. And then, of course, we have the new DVD by Ed Griffith, What in the World Are They Spraying? And they are spraying, ladies and gentlemen. And you must understand that, but it's all secret. It's all about geoengineering. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is, our guest is Bob Fletcher. He's talking about how they are engineering the atmosphere, and they're doing this with HARP, they're doing this with all sorts of various techniques. They have the ability to do this, but they cannot let the American people know what they're doing. Go right ahead, Bob. Before we go on, though, let's go ahead and give you an opportunity to get your website and your ministry out there. Why don't you tell our listeners how they get in touch with you, and instantly, if you have any question out there in the audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But let's get the information on your ministry out there, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. If you'd like to get a copy of the DVD or on weather control as a weapon, or if you would like to just contact us relative to any of our investigations, you just can type in on your computer there, BobFletcherInvestigations.com. That's BobFletcherInvestigations.com. And you can get on our website there and get a good overview of all of our investigations that we've been carrying out for the last few years. You mentioned, Stan, the spraying, okay? What happens is that there is a very deliberate interfacing with the spraying in the atmosphere. A little while back, another investigator was doing inquiries into the weather control and the HARP operation. And he contacted this Bernard Eastland, who was, as I say, the original inventor on the basic concepts for this whole thing and how it would work. And he asked about the how difficult or what is the possibility of being able to generate enough heat in the atmosphere or in the ionosphere to genuinely in one given area, that what is the possibility of that actually working? Bernard Eastland himself said that to make it work, really, let's say the best way to make it work, if you wanted to superheat an area in the ionosphere, if you were not heating water, which of course has some mass to it. The ionosphere does not have a lot of mass. He said that you would have to probably spray in airspace that you plan to heat. You would probably want to spray type of a polymer mixed with some types of a maybe a magnetic iron oxide. If you mix a magnetic oxide with a polymer, you could spray it into a given area in the cloud layers, and it would be at, of course, a very specific location. Then if you bombarded that area with a plasma type of we'll call it a ray gun of some sort, that the superheating would be much easier.
Well, now, Chris, could it be that they would be using something like aluminum or barium, or would that work as well?
And of course, that probably is a fact. I mean, and it could really end up again, since it's I know they're doing it and they've successfully accomplished it, but they're still very much in the exploratory stages of this thing. In other words, where they have it down where it's 100%. And I would imagine that there are several combinations of metallic type of material that might be used, and of course aluminum would certainly potentially be one of them. But it was very specific that Dr. Bernard Eastland particularly mentioned magnetic iron oxide being mixed with a polymer. The polymer being a very lightweight, almost like a plastic material that could be sprayed out of an aircraft, and of course would end up sort of floating. It would be very lightweight, and it would sort of float gently or slowly through any kind of a storm head. And if you bombarded that with your heat exciting type of a microwave or some sort, or a plasma beam, you could then isolate and sort of centrally locate the heat into a given area more profusely than if it was just randomly shot into a cloud, for example. So to answer your question, I'm sure that there are aluminum materials and or even others that they're experimenting with to do so. And we wanted to bring up a fact that, again, we discovered by accident, so to speak. If you folks have a computer, you go on the YouTube and you put in, you know, where the YouTube people put all the variety of videos that they've been able to take. If you go on to YouTube and type in the title of chemtrail spraying tanker, just chemtrail spraying tanker, and put that into the YouTube, and it'll bring up a couple of videos that were done just recently, and it's what these videos are were a private aircraft, a jet, was able to film a large tanker that was at about 10,000 foot elevation, spraying out of special nozzles on the aircraft, spraying some kind of a chemical dispersant out into the cloud there. Now, what's been added to that actually in the last couple of days is now there's been another different aircraft that's been captured doing the same type of spraying, and it's really profuse, and it's also a very good picture of it. And what you put in there, if you want to see the second one, is you write chemtrail spray tanker caught again, or spray tanker, I believe it's once again, a chemical spray tanker filmed once again. And that's a second film that you'll actually be able to see two tankers of very large military-type craft spraying out of the wings. We're not talking engine. Not talking about engine, the exhaust coming out of an engine. We're talking about separate wing-mounted spray containers putting out this mess into the atmosphere. It's exactly what would be necessary to fulfill the this Dr. Eastland's projected concept of putting a polymer into the clouds before heating it.
Fascinating. I've actually seen those DVDs, YouTube, and they're They're well worthwhile tracking down. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, and to get into enough at least to touch base on it, the idea of earthquakes, this is a little bit different. It utilizes, as a matter of fact, both the atmospheric heating in the ionosphere and the use of low-frequency vibrations as methods to modify the environment, as was defined in the treaty, that the Dr. Tesla, Nikola Tesla, so many years ago, both of these are concepts that he had dealt with and had fooled around with. I was never able to get quite as far along as he wanted to with what he was doing. But the he particularly mentioned that in his studies and his experiments that if we were to create a low-frequency vibrational type of a, I'm going to call it a ray gun of some sort, like a microwave gun, if you took extreme low frequencies and put them in a directional manner, you could, in fact, move a mountain or cause earthquakes, cause the splitting of the earth. And he used the term that if we were able to do it intensely enough, that you actually could ring the earth's shell like a bell. This is out of is actually a quote out of his own studies from over 100 years ago. And that's what we use, or what is being used experimentally, to move the earth in specific places where we have major faults, and it might be suspect to becoming an earthquake area. We can now hit it with low-frequency vibrational concentrated energy and actually cause an earthquake. And so it is a little bit different, but it's sort of the difference of low frequency to do something of that sort, and higher frequencies and different type of plasma energy to affect the clouds to create storms. So it is, and when people always ask, well, how could you do this or how could you do that? In general, that is the way or the manner by which it's carried out to move the earth.
And this is really fascinating, but the average individual doesn't understand that we have the technology. It's been here for a long time, and all of this is certainly being used behind the scenes secretly to alter the earth in which we live.
Certainly, and the and again, the big point is it's really easy if somebody doesn't know anything about this, which I certainly did not many years ago when I first heard about it. And it's real easy when you hear about this thing, they get talking about manipulating the weather and causing an earthquake. It's real easy to say, hey, you know, this guy's nuts, this guy's crazy or whatever, this is ridiculous, and put that person, whoever it is, let's say shoot the messenger or throw him in the trash. I know when I very first had accumulated this information, I was about to testify before the United States Senate Intelligence Committee on a totally separate thing. Basically, it was more on the fact of some criminal activities going on at the government and talking about the old Oklahoma bombing. But one of the senators, utilizing a brief story that he had read at an Associated Press or something, that had quoted myself as saying that we had weapons, we had the ability to alter the weather. Well, this particular senator thought that this was a perfect way to railroad me, to make me look like some kind of a nutcase, so as other parts of my testimony would not be very valid. And so he kind of sidetracked me and asked me, he said, oh, Mr. Fletcher, what is this idea that we have weapons and the capability of manipulating the weather, and he did this on the floor of the Senate. And of course, to his dismay, I responded by saying, absolutely, and we have this entire report that we can leave with you, and we have all the people that are involved, and we have the patents and everything else. But this particular senator actually did not even know information that had been around actually at our high level of the government for many, many years. So those of you who think that you're out of touch or that you don't know some of these things, don't be surprised, because your Senate and your Congress, unless they are approved to have clearance at top secret levels, there's an awful lot of amazing information that they absolutely do not know. So they're either part of the group up there that's keeping it from you, or part of the group that just has no idea what the heck is going on. And unfortunately, there's an awful lot of those guys up there.
And certainly that was interesting about Ed Griffin's DVD on what in the world are they spraying, because they actually show you the pictures of them talking to the congressmen, and some of them are just saying, there's no geoengineering in the atmosphere, or some of them obviously knew what they were talking about, and they wanted to get away as fast as they could. They did not want to go on record of being stating that they were aware of the geoengineering, but they actually take you into one of the conferences where they're talking about geoengineering, because they don't admit that it's actually going on. But, of course, there are other reports that come out of England where they openly admit that we are and have been for many years geoengineering the atmosphere. This is what people don't understand. We can change the weather. We can change the direction of storms. All of these things are readily available and, I fear, are being used today, including, of course, the production of earthquakes. Go right ahead, Bob.
But there was also an interesting quote, and that was that the Secretary of Defense Cohen, just back a few years back, I guess it was in 1997, when he was being asked by an investigative writer about some of these weapons, and this Defense Secretary Cohen admitted that what he called terrorists are using electromagnetic weapons to stimulate volcanoes into eruption, cause earthquakes, and control the climate and the weather. And that was actually literally a quote in response to a question to Secretary of Defense Cohen at that time, back in 1997. Now, Cohen also happened to have been the only Secretary of Defense, whether he did it on purpose or not, but he permitted a live coverage of the actual shoot down or destruction of one of our own satellites, an obsolete satellite, that was shot down by a laser based on the Earth here, down on the ground, down on Earth, at one of our military bases. It took about 1.5 seconds for a laser to locate, shoot down, and or didn't shoot it down, but destroyed it electronically. It took about 1.5 seconds to do that with a ground-based laser, and it was covered by the press. Secretary Cohen actually invited the press to see that. They don't do that very often. It was interesting that he actually permitted the press to see that, and that some of those weapons, the interrelated supersonic weapons, lasers, laser beams, and that type of thing, are in one of our other DVDs that you can get from us. That is the Weapons of Mass Control is the title of that one. And we actually take you on board some top-secret operational aircraft and show you lasers and microwaves. These are completely finished weapons that we have that can kill 1,000 people or blind 1,000 people in one swipe across the battlefield if they were inclined to use them.
And ladies and gentlemen, they have all of these secret weapons, but of course you're never going to hear about them. The last thing they want is for the American people to realize the devastating weapons we've developed for the coming war. Well, Bob, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I wanted to make another point that every
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
We carry others. You can get them all by calling 1-800-544-8927, or you can call Bob Fletcher, whichever you'd prefer, but if you'd like to get them from us, 1-800-544-8927. Weather as a weapon, and certainly weapons of mass control. We also carry Ed Griffin's wonderful DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? We have a four-tape CD set on HARP. We have a four-tape set on weather control. We have a book on weather control. We have a book on HARP. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. What we really have is a group of very powerful and wealthy people who want to play God, and they really have the ability to play God. They have the ability to alter the weather, to create earthquakes, to kill literally hundreds of millions of people, and I fear that the Great War is coming. That, of course, is what all this unrest in the Middle East is all about, overthrowing the existing governments there, uniting most of the nations in the Near East and the Middle East into the radical Islamic movement controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood or some similar radical Muslim group. And then, of course, now they will have their nuclear weapons How do we know they have the nuclear weapons? Well, we know that Pakistan has the fifth largest nuclear arsenal in the world, built totally with the support, secret support, of people in Washington, D.C., and that's the Sybil Edmonds story. Go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. Read the January 2008 newsletter, the Sybil Edmonds story. The story is known everywhere in the world, except here in the